You're listening to SBS News.
The International Olympic Committee has the honour of announcing that the Games of the 32nd Olympiad in 2020 are awarded to the city of Tokyo. Yeah!
That's the moment Tokyo won the right to hold the 2020 Olympic Games, but it wasn't a first for the city. It's actually the third time the Japanese have had the opportunity to run the world sporting event, and 2020 wasn't the first time that country has cancelled an Olympics either. Japan's 1940 Games were scrapped following the Japanese invasion of Manchuria.
They decided they'd rather pursue the war than hold the Games. And the army actually, if they were going to hold the Games, wanted them to construct all the venues using wood rather than metal because they wanted to retain the metal for warfare.
That's adjunct professor Richard Cashman, who's an expert on Olympic history at the University of Technology in Sydney. He says Tokyo held the Games 20 years later in 1964.
They were pretty successful Games, the 64 one.
War also caused the cancellation of the 1916 Berlin Games, and also in Germany, the 1972 Games in Munich were delayed by a day due to a terrorist attack.
The Games had run for 7 days, so on the 8th day after the terrorist attack, in which a number of Israeli athletes were killed and some other people, they had no athletic events, but Avery Brundage, the president of the IOC, decided that the Games must go on and complete because he said if they didn't, it'd be a victory for the terrorists.
In 1908, the Olympics were moved from Italy to London after the volcanic eruption on Mount Vesuvius devastated the city of Naples. The 2020 Games, however, are the first to be postponed for a significant period of time rather than moved or cancelled altogether.
This year is the first Games ever to be postponed and rescheduled. That's never happened before.
For Paralympic marathon runner Michael Roger, that delay has been devastating.
For me, it's still a little bit hard to swallow. You know, I felt mentally and physically I was ready for Tokyo 2020. And knowing it's, you know, I was meant to be overseas in America now and training at altitude and getting ready for, you know, the biggest event of my life, it's still a little bit hard to deal with. But, it is what it is.
The 32-year-old was a gold medal chance. He'd competed against the best in his category and thought he had what it took to win. But now his training is in a holding pattern.
The motivation did take a bit of a hit there for a while, but I'm a pretty self-motivated person anyway. So I got to keep reminding myself I haven't come this far to let the ball slip now. And I'm not doing the big 170, 80 kilometres a week. We've sort of just taken that back by 15%. And I guess not taking any unnecessary risks at the moment whilst we're in a holding pattern and there's no races. I'm sort of just doing a few other things that I hadn't been able to do in the past, like, you know, trying to work on my flexibility, doing Pilates, just things that I haven't been able to focus on and work on whilst I'm in full marathon-specific training.
Roger believes the 2021 Olympics will be unprecedented as athletes won't know the tactics or even how they measure up against their competition. All the lead-up races have been cancelled and travel restrictions are in place.
We're not going to be racing them. We're not going to be seeing them. It's sort of going to be a little bit of the unknown, which is, it's a little bit scary to think of, but we just need to prepare as best we can and control what we can control. And hopefully on that day we compete, it's going to be, you know, what we dreamed of.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.